It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
That's right, I take steroids. It's not for muscles, it's just to shrink my testicles to a manageable size.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You can call us at 877-365-3636. Also go to WJFK.com. Click on Mike or me.
Click on Mike.
Is it the name or is it where? I click on my face and I get to where
yeah.
I'm supposed
That's
to
That's all
go.
You need to do. Click on Mike.
You click awesome. On my head, right?
Your
click
head. On. Your face.
Once you're there, check out our incredibly rated podcast, number 9 in the United States right now.
Wow.
Post your thoughts in the forum and email us if you choose. Coming before Christmas, MikeOMara.com. And this is even bigger news huh? of a more immediate nature. Join all of us for the best Cinco de Mayo party this Saturday. We're all going to be there, 4:30 to 6:30 at L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant. That's 18th Street Northwest. Come on downtown on Saturday. Enjoy Dos Iquis. Iquis.
Dos
Iquis. Dos Iquis. That means two X's.
Enjoy it responsibly. Visit StayThirstyMyFriends.com. And stay thirsty, my friends.
I've already rented a sombrero.
Bethann, could you please come to the studio? Because I want to discuss a couple of things with you. Some ideas for the show that we're very excited about. The first one that I do want to mention is that tomorrow we are going to be playing our game, ripping off the Today Show. Rob's playing music for Bethann.
Oh, is it good?
It's my favorite song because
I
always like
it?
To talk it up.
Hey.
Yes, sirree.
Did you happen to see the most
Charlie Rich.
Beautiful girl in
the incomparable.
You know, he does
Charlie
that.
Rich.
What you have to say, Mike, is here's Charlie Rich to sing for you.
You know how I love good copy, right, when I'm reading cards?
I know you
You've
do.
You've complimented me on my copy before.
Visit StayThirstyMyFriends.com and StayThirstyMyFriends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's a website.
Hold on. Excuse me.
No, I mean, you read it perfectly.
You know I'm
That's
hurting
how
today.
It's written. You read
Please
it
Please don't try to help me like that.
Okay, you read it perfectly.
This man knows more copy than anything. You know that's not right.
No, but you read it,
it is right.
Right.
Just excuse me. I'm trying. Who to argue with first? It's not even Wednesday. Visit StayThirstyMyFriends.com and Stay Thirsty, My Friends.
And Stay Thirsty, My Friends.
I agree with you, Mike.
Thank
of
you, Rob.
Of course you
Thank
do.
You.
Jesus.
No, it's just
Mary and Joseph.
Visit StayThirstyMyFriends.com.
And Stay Thirsty, My Friends.
You know what might make that better is if you said, and remember to always stay thirsty.
Well, that's
it
not their
fit
slogan,
on
though.
The freaking card.
That's
okay?
Their slogan.
I'm
Did they
to...
really want you to put that in there?
Yes.
They want you to put StayThirstyMyFriends.com and Stay Thirsty, My Friends? They wanted to put you in there?
Visit StayThirstyMyFriends.com and Stay Thirsty, My Friends.
Right.
I almost put Stay Thirsty, Amigos.
What I would say is enjoy. All right, here we go. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Visit StayThirstyMyFriends.com. Don't forget, that's Saturday, 4:30 to 6:30, L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant, 18th Street Northwest. And stay thirsty, my friends.
That's good copy.
That works.
Thank you.
That is good
Thank
copy.
You.
Shut up. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, then no, just do it like that. I don't care.
Sometimes it's circuit overload.
Sometimes.
Do you remember the old me? Do you remember what I did? Do you remember how I sat with my feet up with nothing in front of me?
Come.
Now it's like being, It's. I feel like I'm an air traffic controller.
You
sometimes
are.
Mike
and
needs a little.
And the plane's going down.
Needs a little help.
Absolutely.
You know what I've missed? I've missed her handwriting.
Ah, yes.
Now, isn't that neat?
One could analyze this handwriting right here.
It was written by a crazy person.
Yes.
Do you print ever? Like block letters?
That is printing.
But no, but
Stay
I said
thirsty,
block
my
letters.
Friends.
That is block letters.
Okay.
In my world.
Not really.
He read it brilliantly.
Matt Goldstein.
Brilliantly.
He will be available tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All
He's
right,
looking
we're
forward to it.
We're stealing this idea. I wanted to make sure you could verify this. We're stealing this idea from the Today Show. Mm-hmm.
Best show on television.
This was an idea that I had that Bethann stole from me and pretended to tell me it was her idea.
Oh, I remember this.
We're going to be playing Where in the Hell is Matt Goldstein tomorrow on the show?
Goldstein.
Goldstein?
Yes.
Are
I
you
think
sure?
It should be recorded.
doing it the opposite way.
He's goofing with it.
Matt the Pole, Matt Goldstein.
Steen.
Where in the hell?
He will be hiding somewhere in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, in the metro area, the greater metro area.
I was going to have him in this building. But no.
God,
but no.
She's having a great time, isn't she?
Because that to her is absolutely, you know, very, very funny. I understand that we're not going to make him work that hard. I want him to make, I want
okay.
him to work a little bit harder
gotcha.
Than that.
I'd love to see him have to go into the district.
Yeah. Or maybe over to Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you talked about it with him?
Yeah.
See, if you let him have any input in this,
right.
you know what he would say? I'd like to stay within a mile of the
He'll
station.
He'll go to the Hooters up the street.
Exactly. That's what he will do.
Well, I didn't know that about him.
Right, first place I'd
look. So just pick a place.
No, hold on. Yeah. This is where you're brilliant, okay?
Okay.
You pick a place, and here's it. Because if I give you the right way to do this, you're going to do a great job.
Okay.
I
think that's a compliment.
Now it doesn't have to be. No, it's it's absolutely
okay,
a compliment.
I'll take it.
Pick a place.
Okay.
That not only it doesn't necessarily really have to be that far away, but it could be.
Right.
See, I don't want to let anybody listening know where he is.
Right.
But I want you to pick a place that lacks pleasantness for him.
Okay.
You know what? He's not going to be totally thrilled to death.
Okay.
Or something. And then, you know, pick a couple of, different locations, and we'll see where we send him. And then we're going to give a prize to him to give the listener that finds him.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it's going to work? Why are you getting all quiet now?
Because I'm starting to think of the places.
Oh, you start. Yeah. See, don't do that. No,
I'm sorry.
Don't think ahead.
Jumping ahead. Okay.
Where in the hell is Matt Goldstein that's going to be tomorrow on the show? All during the show, we're going to have him give probably the most difficult clues.
And also,
that are imaginable. And then they will get probably a little bit easier up until the end of the show. But I want the kind of clues where people will have no idea.
I can't emphasize this enough. Don't leave the clues up to him.
No way. No, absolutely not. Don't leave anything up to him.
What if no one finds him?
Then he will be killed.
He'll
be shot at the end of the show. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be very, very exciting.
No one wants to find him. Is he available?
Exactly. Now, why are you looking at me like that? What?
Because that was humor, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right.
Yes, no, we're going to kill him.
He was serious.
We're going to kill him for real. Of course it's humor. No, he's a wonderful lad. I like him. I'm fond of him. I talked to him Friday night, didn't I, Buzz?
Yes, you did. And you enjoyed it. And so did he.
I did. Is he around right now?
I don't know. He should be because he's filling in for Megan.
Yeah, let's call the front desk and talk to him.
Because he's in charge of the promotions department this week.
Okay.
Just this week.
Yeah. Is that good? He seemed
right
young.
He's just an interesting person. He's a very ballsy guy.
Yeah,
calling the front desk.
He has what we call
WJFK.
Is this Colette?
Yes.
Colette, I have a question to ask you. Okay,
yes.
I'll be right down.
Identify yourself.
This is Mike from the afternoon show up the hallway.
She's listening.
Yeah.
Can you hold on just a second? Just keep the line open, okay?
Sure.
So he's right gonna back, go. Guys. Oh, so he's gonna go. Physically
just
to Colette right now?
Stay there. Yeah.
How are you?
Okay.
Good. Good.
Oh, she has another man at the front desk.
Colette, who's there with you?
Listener that won tickets.
Can you send them away?
No, I can't.
No, do rudely.
No.
No, I'm kidding, of course.
I can't.
That's
not my way.
Don't do that.
No.
Please tell them
she still lie?
Congratulations.
At the front
congratulations.
Desk. Oh, no.
Well, Mike has arrived.
What's he doing?
To expose his chest and belly.
Why does he always do that, though?
Because it makes her laugh just like you heard.
Oh. That's funny. Oh,
it,
no.
It never fails.
What happened?
Colette?
She loves that.
Oh, she hung up on us.
How did you get your shirt off that fast?
I didn't. I pulled it over my head.
Just pulled it up.
I pulled my shirt over my head. Weren't we trying to get to Matt?
She hung up.
Oh, okay.
I think from the laughter.
Yes. She laughed herself disconnected.
She fell on
the
phone.
Do you feel somewhat refreshed now?
Yeah, I do. I actually feel a little exhilarated.
WJFK?
Hey, can we speak to Matt Goldstein, please?
Stein.
Sure. Hold on.
Gold.
Stein. Listener that won tickets.
Well, that was her again on hold.
Okay. Matt Gold.
Stein.
Stein.
At the poll.
Why do you call him the poll?
He's Polish.
He's Polish.
Oh.
Don't get your hopes up, sweetie.
He had her excited for a moment.
He is a Polish Jew.
That is what he tells us.
You know, you think he'd be in here early, taking over for Megan for the week.
Not even here.
Hi, you've reached Megan Billingsley, promotions director for 106.7
Way to go, Matt.
WJFK. I will be out of the office
hey, CK,
until Monday, May 5th.
We got to find Matt.
If you have immediate concerns,
can hang up. I don't want to leave.
I'll go get CK. Hold
all right, very good.
Well, I'm going to get transferred
one
to
moment,
CK.
Please.
I'm going to the front desk
the operator
now.
Is available.
So okay. Already we don't know where in the hell is Matt Goldstein.
That's true.
It's just he does fall into that category. He could be a potential big slacker.
We can't ask others to find Matt if we can't find
him. He also is not thrilled. He was not thrilled with this assignment, and that pissed me off.
Well, I know why.
Why?
Because what he wants most of all is airtime.
Right.
And this doesn't promise a lot of airtime.
You're right. We're just going to go to him occasionally.
Right.
But it kind of spotlights him all day.
See,
he likes that kind of stuff.
What's weird about him is he'd rather be in the baby pool covered with goo because he knows that's going to be more airtime.
Airtime. Sure. That's what he digs, baby. Mm-hmm.
Sitting in some sort of wrong end of a car wash.
So he is working as the head of the promotions department. Megan's on vacation.
Just this week.
If you wanted to score some tickets, this would be the week. Because
if you're a promotions director at a radio station, you should be on the premises at least during regular business hours.
Absolutely.
You would think, yes.
All right.
Perhaps there's a promotion today.
Is this his cell phone number?
Yeah, call him.
All right, call his cell phone number.
This is Matt's cell phone number?
Again, we're playing Where in the Hell is Matt Goldstein?
Thank you, Buzz. That's tomorrow. We have not selected the prize yet. Is it going to be a wallet? Are we giving away a wallet?
What's the prize?
I thought we were going to do a whole week of wallets.
I'll talk to you about that as well. So.
We'll see.
I told Buzz coming into this break, there's so much to do. We're doing so much, it's getting a little insane.
Kind of jumped the gun on the Big Mother thing.
How do we jump the gun? That is a specialty contest
coming up.
Going to require internet, emailing, and that's a contest that's not jumping the gun.
I probably would have held off till Thursday.
You know what? These are women that are pregnant, at least 7 months pregnant. Yeah.
At least we'd like more.
What's the prize for finding Matt Goldstein?
$100.
$100.
Will he have $100 with him, or will he have like a voucher?
All right, well, the little stain is not available in any way, shape, or form. Incidentally, doing a great job subbing for Megan this week. All right, forget it. We're not
going
to get
it. What's going on, Matt? I can't answer my phone right now.
What's going on?
Record your message after the tone.
Good. Thought you might.
To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
Waiting for the tone.
Hey, Stain. It's Mike from the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, thanks a lot. Really, we were talking all about you in the middle of our fabulous afternoon drive radio program, and you have chosen to be AWOL.
Where the hell
you know
are
why?
You?
I'm going to tell you why. Because you're a stain. That's why. You were a stain the first time I met you. You're a stain right now. But anyway, we'll be featuring you on the program tomorrow. We're really excited about it. We're really going to look forward to it. Matt, if you're anywhere in the sound of my voice, near the sound of my voice, please give us a call, and we'll talk about where you're going to be and what you're going to do. What is the prize he's going to give away tomorrow?
$100.
$100.
$100, but you have to hide. All right. I'm very disappointed in you that you were not available for the program today.
I want tickets on the Jim Rome Show. How do I get them?
Yeah. And incidentally, you're subbing for Megan, so you are the de facto promotions director of the radio station, and you are nowhere to be found.
Where the hell are you?
There is no excuse for that.
Where the hell are you, Matt?
Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown.
Ironic, ain't it?
Beth Ann would tell you, when you're in a position of responsibility, you are available at all times.
24/7.
Mm-hmm. All right, goodbye. Thank you very much, Matt Goldstein. All right.
Stein.
I'll pay $150 if somebody doesn't find him.
And he's
gone Mike,
forever.
I know the pronunciation of his name.
What's that?
Matt Goldstein.
Matt Gold.
Stein.
Tomorrow, where in the hell is Matt Goldsteinstein? And we're very excited about that. Do you want to talk about the week of wallets idea yet, or are we done with you for now?
You're done with me.
Come back later because we're going to have the world of Beth Ann.
Bye-bye, Beth Ann.
All things important to you.
Play her out, Rob.
Let's go, girls.
There she goes. That, ladies and gentlemen,
come on.
It's our executive producer,
Beth
Ann McBride.
I'm going out tonight.
The lovely lady. All right. From one tune to the next. Time for our second Buzz of the afternoon.
While her scent still hangs in the air.
We are. Oh, yes. Lovely. She's a lady. And DJ Busby coming back into the studio.
Changing the scent somewhat.
Buzz, what do you got for us now?
Pat Riley announced today he's stepping down as head coach of the Miami Heat, but he will stay as team president.
Hey, which means the next coach is going to have a really good run.
What a good boss to have.
That would be 37-year-old Eric Spoelstra, who will take over as head coach. Riley had an up-and-down year in 07-08 on the court. Miami was league worst at 15-67. And there was some optimism on Wall Street today after billionaire Warren Buffett backed a sweet deal between candy maker Mars and gum maker Wrigley.
Ooh. We like that candy. Oh, candy.
Look forward to chocolate gum. The NASDAQ rose 1 point to close at 24.24, but the Dow fell 20 points to close at 12.872. Oil prices saw no relief with a rise of 28 cents, trading just under $120 a barrel.
I think I've had chocolate gum.
I'm sure it's out there.
Yeah, I've had chocolate gum.
Mm-hmm. I've had chewy chocolate.
Chewy chocolate. And remember, ice cubes in chocolate milk, hangover cure.
Mm-hmm. You know, chocolate gum would be like a Tootsie Roll.
Very similar, but, it wouldn't go away as quick.
Last a long time.
You couldn't swallow it.
Not a big fan of Tootsie Rolls.
You don't like Tootsie Rolls?
No, I'm with you
on that one. I don't think it's a great candy.
It's a weird chocolate. It's an off chocolate.
It's definitely a B. It's a B-rate chocolate.
Not even a real chocolate, really. I mean, it doesn't have anything real about it.
But you see, here's what's weird. I like Tootsie Pops.
Well, that's because you got that hard candy shell.
I'm
surprised you didn't know that.
Okay, boys.
And now here's Buzz.
some fine-tuning. Hey, get this. Some fine-tuning may be on the horizon for American Idol to deal with sinking ratings.
Uh-oh.
The New York Post reports that producers of the show are considering airing audition flashbacks.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
In the remainder
and good
of the
luck.
Season. Did you catch that?
No, I'm sorry. It was just because he was on there doing
I know.
That.
Audition flashbacks. Because the ratings are hurting on American Idol, they're going to start showing audition flashbacks during the current shows.
Want to know what I think about that?
What do you think?
Sucks.
It's horrible. Sign of weakness, I believe.
Well, when you watch the show from the very beginning, and I know you don't watch it all the time, that is a show where just at the moment where you're completely burned out about the auditions, they go to Hollywood.
The structure is actually pretty bright that way.
No, this is, I think, Rob, this is really the show running its course. I really believe that. I don't care what the talent is.
I hate to say that I'm starting to agree with you.
Yeah, it's just not as interesting anymore. And I think that's because we've watched it for a number of years and there's a shelf life.
We're done. Yeah.
I'm putting all of my entertainment eggs in the Neil Diamond basket.
Exactly.
And I feel that you will be really refreshed this week.
I hope he wears a sparkly shirt.
You know why he does that?
Mm-hmm.
So the people in the cheap seats can see him sparkle. That's true.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, his shirts have cut glass on them.
That makes it more cut glass.
Neil Diamond.
That's the little expression we used to use
I have cut glass underneath mine.
For Nipolite. No, that's an ass statement to make, though.
He wants everyone to see him.
Yeah, I want to see the people in the back row, so I wear sparkly shirts.
Neil Gold.
Sex news. A new study says smart women tend to be inferior lovers because they won't stop thinking. German researchers found that 62% of college-educated women complain of unsatisfying sex.
Stop thinking!
While only 38% of less-educated women said that.
And after your little buzz, we will have a little more sex information, because I'm going to need help from all of you guys today.
Okay.
As we go into
sex help?
We go into some waters that haven't been charted for quite some time.
Understood. Okay. Understood. Well, this is a good ramp-up for that. In North Carolina, the state's recalling all of the license plates that begin with the letters XXX. After supposedly getting a ton of calls from people who found that combination offensive.
Yeah, Mike.
Over 1,000 of the triple X plates were issued. So far, only a few have been returned.
I liked those plates.
The Nintendo Wii has gotten so many possums off the couch for exercise. Could a pole dancing program be far behind?
The Coleco Woo.
Carmen Electra already.
Atari.
The Atari Woo.
Carmen Electra already has instructional videos on pole dancing, lap dancing, and stripping. That company that distributes her material now trying to find a partner to help develop a similar program, pole dancing, for the Wii game console.
I'm hearing more about the Wii system.
Have either
all
of you played
time.
It?
I have not.
Yes.
You have played it.
I have.
You like hook it to your hands, right?
Yeah, well, you have paddles or controllers. You stand back from your big TV.
What are you doing?
You can play tennis. You can play golf.
Like, you sounded silly saying that. Do you hook it to your hands? Yes, you duct tape it to your hands.
But you do. It fastens to your hands.
Yes, it does.
All I know, old people can enjoy it.
That's true.
And I think that's marvelous.
Well.
Yep, Buzz has done it.
A console for exercise, the Wii Fit, comes out May 21st at $90.
Very good.
Coming up in the final Buzz, Robert Blake catches a break, sort of, and Pam Anderson says she's beating hepatitis C.
God bless her.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, we're running behind here because we have something we haven't had on the show in quite some time, and I go back to the old show, the Don and Mike Show as well.
Sex Talk.
It's Sex Talk. Mm-hmm. Now, we haven't done Sexperts since, I think, the whole Janet Jackson deal.
It's true.
You're right.
They have been talking to me about Sex Talk and Sexperts. As a matter of fact, I don't think I can even say the title of this lady's book.
You can't.
I really can't say it, but we got us a Sexpert, and we're going to attempt to talk sex on the Mike O'Mara Show, because you know what? We like sex.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you know what? You like sex.
Yeah.
Sure.
So her name is Jamie Waxman, and she knows everything there is to know about sex, and she's a girl talking about sex.
Girl.
I like it.
And we'll talk in our code that we have to use, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But if you're interested in sex, you won't want to miss this. Coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.